So the first thing I was asked, if you could give me your full name and title for the record.
Steve Coleman, and I'm assistant professor in soil fertility at Ohio State.
Your PhD?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, tell me about this agricultural impact study. What will be the things you are looking for, and how will you go about doing that?
Sure. So we're looking to identify roughly 50 farmers across the 14 counties. And we are going to essentially ask the question, does pipeline installation influence or impact crop productivity, and for how long might that persist, that impact? And so we'll look for areas, identify and mark areas of the farm where the pipeline has gone through, and then adjacent areas. And then we'll document yield of those respective areas over the next several years.
All right. And, of course, to be able to determine impact, you're talking about being able to identify whether the pipeline itself has a direct impact on anything that you might find.
That's right, yeah. So we'll be sampling. Our primary measurement is yield, because that's what farmers get paid by, of course. We'll also look at other plant and soil measurements to identify what the impacts of that installation might have been on those properties. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Now, when it comes to you talk about this being sort of a new kind of research, but from your perspective, what do you expect to get out of this, I guess?
Yeah. I think that it's the question is that there's not a lot of information that's out there in terms of impacts that pipelines have on cropland, and and of course that's going to really impact. That's going to be impacted. That the answer to that is going to depend on how that pipeline was installed, where it was installed, how, if it was followed, best management practices, best guidelines for installation. What am I going to find? I think really, this is maybe a canned question, or a canned answer, but it's just trying to understand the process a little bit better. What impact does this, for this, not just this pipeline, for other pipelines, what kind of, if there is a yield decline, what magnitude of a decline is that? And then how long does that persist? So just trying to understand the process and the impacts of pipeline installation so we can both protect the farmers and the landowners as well as, the folks operating the pipelines.
All right. And just for some background, tell me a little bit about yourself, your background and what you specialize in.
Sure. So I am a fertility specialist at Ohio State. That means I work a lot with farmers, and we conduct a lot of on-farm trials. I work primarily in fertility-related issues. So that includes anything from fertilizer recommendations, which is a big push that we're doing right now. I do a fair amount with soil health and quantifying not just chemical components of soil, but also physical and biological components. So we do some of that testing. And I've been fortunate to do a number of different things over the years, but that's my primary job responsibility at Ohio State.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be conducting the study? Who are you? Just you or a team?
Right. So I'm the lead investigator. There's other folks that are involved. Either, I'm in the process of hiring an on-farm research coordinator to help out with that. We have several other technicians in the lab, and we're going to be partnering with other scientists within the university and soil scientists and people that have expertise in energy and also some folks with NRCS, and trying to make this as a kind of a collaborative effort as we can.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then the study itself, what's the timeline of this? Is this going to be an ongoing thing?
Mm-hmm. We're committing a minimum of 3 years, and I'm nearly certain we'll be for 4 years, and hopefully if we can identify additional funds for 5 years is what my ideal time frame would be. So really, to answer that question of how long does it persist, we'll need 3-4 years of data to do that. Yeah.